Welcome to Behind the Headlines on the 3rd of April. I'm Alex Richardson, your host, bringing you the latest stories and some of the things that you might have missed in some of our bulletins today. Coming up, and a new law in memory of one of the Manchester Arena victims.
This has been such a big, huge effort and project for the past 6 years and 3 months of my life.
And it's Grand National this weekend and we're at Aintree.
It's that time of year again, and it's quite literally the perfect day for it. The course here is basking in sunshine.
But first, and we start with a story which has been making headlines today and leading most bulletins, tariffs and Trump. We've heard that the US stock markets have reacted badly to Donald Trump's global tariffs, and UK businesses are wondering what the impact's going to be here. Well, Britain's staycation or tourism sector have been telling us that they could be both winners and losers as a result of the changes. This week, household bills went up, with other costs likely to rise as a result of the growing international trade war. And with this Easter's bookings already up on last year, Roger Sell from the Devon Association of Tourist Attractions thinks many of us could now holiday closer to home.
Anyone involved in businesses is worried about the ongoing increase in price, what is getting passed on to customers. So I think every business is really fighting hard at the minute, looking at opening times, looking at what they're offering, trying to keep the costs down, but trying to keep the experiences up. I think prices going up elsewhere are going to, it's definitely going to have an impact on us. And I think people are looking for quality family time, and you can get that without spending huge amounts of money traveling miles and miles and miles. So I think there will be definitely an increase.
Next, and a story that stinks, and one we've been keeping you up to date with on Behind the Headlines. And the Deputy Prime Minister has told us today that she won't be intervening at the moment to bring the Birmingham bin strike to an end. Rubbish is continuing to pile up in the city streets as staff protest over their pay. Unite's General Secretary Sharon Graham said the government shouldn't sit on its hands. Our senior reporter Charlotte Lineker put this comment to Angela Rayner during her visit to Derbyshire earlier.
The bin situation in Birmingham is appalling, and I urge Unite to get round the table, and they can't be blocking lorries. The lorries that are going out, that is an agreement to make sure that those bins are collected, despite the dispute, have to be allowed to do their job. And I'm determined to work with the local leaders. I stand ready to support them. It is a local dispute and the leaders are in control of that. But if they need me as Secretary of State, I won't hesitate to you know, be on hand, and we'll support them in that endeavour. But I urge Unite to get round the table and to get the deal.
I suppose, is there a point, if nothing does change, that, you know, somebody has to step in?
Of course, there's always a point, but the local leaders are dealing with the dispute at the moment, and I'm very clear that the local leaders need to get round the table with Unite, and I believe there is a way through this, and we can then, you know, fix the situation. But we've also got to get those bins emptied, regardless of the dispute, and I'm very clear on that, and I've made my position extremely clear.
Well, next, and a warning for pet owners on this one. And we head to Scotland, where an Aberdeen dog owner is warning people to pick up litter. It's after her dog died from swallowing a bottle cap. 9-year-old Bracken's intestines were punctured from a new style of plastic bottle cap, which is designed to stay on the bottle. Bracken's owner, Alison Cameron, has been talking to us about this and is encouraging people to be vigilant.
A tiny little one centimetre bit of plastic means my dog's not here. It takes 1 second to just pick it up and put it in a bin and just bin it for Bracken. He was larger than life, not just because he was a big dog. Everybody loved him. I would just encourage people, please just, it's not just about binning your rubbish. If you see anything lying about, just pick it up and put it in a bin. It takes 2 seconds. And you could literally save another dog's life.
Next, a new legislation named after one of the victims of the Manchester Arena terror attack has officially been signed into law by the King today. Martin Hett was killed in the attack in 2017. Since then, his mum, Fegan Murray, has been campaigning for venues to be better prepared in the events of a terror attack. Our senior reporter, Olivia Davies, has more.
The fight for Martin's Law started almost 8 years ago after a grieving mum realised that many venues weren't ready to react in a major incident. Fegan was promised by Keir Starmer that it would become law by the 8th anniversary, and today, with 42 days to go, it's finally been given royal assent by the King. She was there when Sir Lindsay Hoyle announced it.
The Speaker of the House looking at me and giving me the thumbs up was also very special, you know, so it was good, it was good. And my own MP was downstairs and he congratulated us, so it was really magical moments, but it feels really surreal because this has been such a big, huge effort and project for the past 6 years and 3 months of my life, and for it to come to an end finally at 11:10 this morning was just really, really strange.
Martin's boyfriend, Russell Hayward, says he is so proud of the impact Fegan's had.
She has to do this. This is her job now, and it's the worst job in the world, but it's a really important one for her. We might not be able to stop terrorism completely, but if there's a way to make it more difficult, it just makes sense, yeah, and it's keeping children and people safe.
Well, the Prime Minister's called it a landmark moment for our security.
Next, and we're going a bit sporty on Behind the Headlines now. We head to the West Midlands, and exciting news if you're a Worcester Warriors fan. The club have announced today they'll be returning to elite level rugby after playing their last match back in 2022. The Warriors will join the revamped second tier of English Rugby Union for the 2025-26 season. Our reporter Elliot Burrows there at the Six Ways Stadium for us. Elliot, this is the news that all Worcester Warrior fans have been waiting to hear.
It certainly is, Alex. Yes, it's been nearly 2.5 years since the Warriors last played here, which was all the way back on the 24th of September 2022. Now, they ran out 39-5 winners that day over the Newcastle Falcons, but that's been described as an emotional day for the club, as just days later they entered administration and haven't played since. Today, though, the sun has been outshining at the ground. There's a real buzz now following this announcement, and owner Chris Holland had a fairly straightforward message for the fans.
We've done our bit. They need to help us now. They need to come back, and they need to fill these seats week in, week out.
And Elliot, what have the fans been making of this news today?
Just speaking to a few people that were from the Worcester Warriors Foundation and the Worcester Warriors Supporters Trust, you could tell there was a real sense of excitement from them, but also one of relief, really, that rugby is now back.
Just how exciting is it? It's a really good feeling to get it all back.
Amazing to be finally in this position.
Plans are also already in place for the club to put together a playing squad for the next campaign, and further announcements are now expected in due course. But the main news for now is that Worcester Warriors are back.
And staying a bit sporty now behind the headlines, and it's the Grand National this weekend, but the gates are already open at Aintree and the Grand National Festival's officially underway for 2025. Thousands of people are going to be there in the next few days. Our reporter Stan Tompkinson's been at the racecourse for us.
It's that time of year again, and it's quite literally the perfect day for it. The course here is basking in sunshine. One person who's going to be rushed off the feet is Ashley, who's got a Pimm's and Prosecco stand. He's with me now. So just how much are you expecting to shift?
Well, we're hoping to go through a hell of a lot. So we've got about 12 kegs of Pimm's. Hopefully we'll get through them the first 2 days. We've got hundreds of bottles of Prosecco. I can't even tell you how many we've got.
They're now joining the thousands, soaking up the sun in the stands, getting ready to see who the first winner will be.
And you can find out more on these and other stories on the news pages of our radio station website. Come back here tomorrow as well. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the Rayo app. A new episode of Behind the Headlines is uploaded every weekday evening.